The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And this is Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. And we have some information for you right off the bat.
Oh, wait a minute.
Right off the bat.
No.
Right off the bat.
I lost it.
WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield. And we have our sister station in Lee, Massachusetts.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR or WSBR, its management, supporters, or sponsors. Shoot, I flubbed it.
So that's the one you used before.
And I just changed it.
And you changed it.
Yeah.
That is so crazy that you sounded like a man. Crazy.
I love it.
I do too. I love waiting to see what you are going to do every time.
Oh.
And she's looking for something.
Yes, but what's your quote?
My quote is, a year from now, you will wish you had started today.
So that's true.
Isn't that true?
That is so true.
Yeah, it is so true. I can think of a million things probably where I thought, wow, if I had started when I thought about it and now it's a year later, I would probably know how to play the guitar a little tiny bit. Well, tiny bit. Well, maybe just buy a guitar. Maybe just hang up a picture of a guitar in my room. Maybe the piano.
Yeah, I'd like to see you hang up a piano.
Yeah.
Okay. True or false? And it's the same as the last time. Two are true and one is false. Human facial hair grows faster. Human eyes contain a small blind spot. And slugs have six noses.
Oh, I hate slugs. I know this one. I know this one. So that means I have to know the third one. All right. Let me see if I'm right. Maybe I think I know.
Okay.
But I don't really know.
All right.
Best advice you've ever received.
Can't tell you.
Really? You have one in mind?
Okay, let's go. Let's continue.
All righty then. If you're going to procrastinate, do something you enjoy.
Ah. If you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Why do we procrastinate? We don't want to do it. We don't enjoy doing it. We don't really want to go there, but if it's something we enjoy, we won't procrastinate.
We'll just feel guilty about doing it.
Yes, that's right. And realize that the things we should have done that we would have procrastinated about were probably important, like clipping your toenails.
Ooh.
I don't know where that came from.
That's okay.
I don't know where that came from. I really don't.
My memory has gotten so bad it has actually caused me to lose my job. I'm still employed. I just can't remember where. That's what you're in for today.
That's what you're in for today.
Yeah.
Nonsense stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. That's what we're all about. Stop thinking about your problems and make somebody else happy. That's good advice.
Oh, I thought that was like a joke or a barb
nope.
or something.
If you think about it, if you're thinking about your own problems.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, sometimes it's hard to get out of that funk.
Yep.
But if you, and sometimes you have to force yourself to get out of that funk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is amazing when you finally do it. And you do something else, something nice for somebody else.
Especially not when someone says, suck it up and get over it, because that's not possible.
That is not possible.
No.
And that's really not good advice. Don't say that to anybody.
Tomorrow, the best labor-saving device of today.
What?
Tomorrow is the best labor-saving device of today.
Oh, procrastination.
There we go. We're on the same wavelength.
Do you know tomorrow never comes?
Ouch.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'll wait for tomorrow, and then you get there, and tomorrow's today, so tomorrow never came. Because it's
there's
today.
Something we can use that for. We can do something with that, but
right.
I can't think of what it is right now.
Oh, we can use it on a cooking show if we do a cooking show. Everything is better after you stretch. That's some good advice.
After you stretch.
Now, you said something really important because I think you're right. I think things are better after you scratch because if you have an itch and you scratch it, it's better. But if you stretch and not scratch, you don't typically feel better immediately.
But
right?
The severity of the itch is inversely proportional to the ability to reach it.
You have that? It's true. There's that spot. There's that spot on your back.
That's why I bought one of those wooden
back scratchers.
You don't have to undress to do it.
No. I've actually taken a hairbrush and gone back there and tried to scratch. But boy.
Don't go back there.
On my back. Mark is a really good back scratcher.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And hey, here's a good one.
Okay.
Love shows up.
Okay.
That's it. Love shows up. Think about it.
Okay.
Love shows up.
All right.
I'll tell you who said it. Kathy Fry from Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Thank you, Kathy. Where's the rest of it?
Well, love shows up. It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? Love shows up.
One that I probably wouldn't watch.
I think I would.
Oh.
I bet it would be really wonderful with a really good ending.
You like rom-coms.
What's a rom-com?
Romantic comedy.
Oh, rom-com. I do.
Okay.
My Best Friend's Wedding. That was funny, and that was a romantic comedy that had a nice ending.
All right.
Yeah. I like rom-coms. I just didn't know they were called rom-coms.
A woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument.
Okay. Do we agree or disagree?
I agree.
I agree. I do. I'm sorry. I do. I agree. Don't just put things back. Put them away.
A thing in its place and a place for everything.
That's yes. What I like. Yep. A place for everything. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's like a supermarket. You put everything in its category on the shelf with a label facing forward.
Please, please do. Or you go to a bookstore and all the books are upside down. And it's what the heck? I can't twist that way.
Yeah. I actually went to the store. I forgot where it was. And it said, please get assistance for items on the top shelf. I think it was Walmart. And all the items on the top shelf were turned so that you couldn't see the labels. You couldn't even see what they were. All of them.
Please give us assistance?
It said, please ask for assistance.
Maybe
I said it wrong. Please ask for assistance if you need something on the top shelf is the sign. And I looked on the top shelf, which I could reach pretty easy. Every single thing on that top shelf was turned around so you couldn't see what it was.
Well, obviously we didn't need any
of
them.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I thought that was pretty
strange. Somebody did something.
Think they're playing around?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always room for fun.
Statistically, 6 out of 7 dwarfs are not happy.
Oh. People who avoid their own feelings sometimes neglect yours. That's a little stab. Yeah. That's a little uncomfortable right there. That's a little uncomfortable right there.
I'm the type of person who tries to fall back asleep in the morning just to finish a dream.
Have you?
Yes.
Me too. Does it work?
Sometimes.
Me too. Especially if it's a good dream.
Oh, yeah.
And you wake up and you go, oh, no.
I'm not ready.
No. And then you can't go back to finish it.
Then you sit there and think about it for a minute.
Yeah. I've had a few really great dreams in my life where I've been so disappointed that I woke up.
Kinda I'm not like, even going to ask.
No, good, happy dreams, you know?
Yeah,
Like everything's going well and people are there.
And it's then you wake up to the truth.
Yeah, and you want to go back to that dream.
Yeah.
It's kind of like people who say when they died and then they were revived and they say that they were like up a staircase or in heaven and it was peaceful and they didn't want to come back. And then they came back. And they thought, oh, man, I didn't really want to come back because of that feeling they had.
Do you think that's really true, that's happened?
I don't think so. But then
it could be a mind playing tricks.
I don't know.
Lack of oxygen, you know?
I know that there's that little boy that they made a movie out of that died. And when they revived him, he told his parents that he could see them in the chapel praying and his mom crying, and it was weird. I'm not sure about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fridges should have glass doors.
What?
Fridges.
Oh, yes.
Should have glass doors. That way I don't have to stand with the fridge door open trying to figure out what my next move is.
Right. You don't waste electricity.
Nope.
But I bet that would be, I know they have those types of refrigerators.
I've seen advertisements
for
them.
Expensive. Yeah. Expensive.
Every morning is the dawn of a new era.
I had to think. I almost said, do you mean? But I didn't. And, oh, it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. I make errors and don't even know it's an error until I realize it's an error.
And then you're like, what the heck is wrong
with
me?
Yeah. Have it happen almost every day. Okay, I had shared on another show the most random and funny life advice things from Board Panda. And I really want to do more of those.
Okay.
Because these I thought were really cute. So I'm going to continue that. I am going to find we did that one. I'm looking and looking. If life gives you lemons, squeeze the juice into a water gun and shoot other people in the eye.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That's so cruel.
Here's another one. If no one comes from the future to stop you from doing it, then how bad of a decision can it really be?
Oh.
That one will twist your head around.
Yeah, but no.
No one will be coming back from the future.
All right.
No.
The farther away the future is, the better it looks. What?
I can't believe how we click.
We're sickened.
We're what? We're sickening? We're sickened? We're synced?
We're clicking.
We're clicking. We are clicking. Click some more. Click.
Ask me about my vow of silence.
Okay, what about your vow of silence? Tell me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that, how long do you think someone has ever spent where they're silent? They can speak, but they take a vow of silence and they're silent.
Monks.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think when they get back to their rooms, they don't chitter-chatter with themselves?
Not if they're really loyal.
I don't know. I don't know how
faithful.
You can do that. What if you get punched in the stomach? Can you go, ow? What if you get stabbed with a pin? Can you say, oh, crap?
I would hit the person next to me.
Yeah. What if you have to call a doctor to make an appointment? What if you have to tell someone your stomach hurts?
There's sign language. Stop that. Just stop it. Just.
Well, think about it.
No.
It's okay. Hey, eat whatever you want. If someone calls you fat, eat them too. That sounds like a Mary joke.
That reminds me of the fork. That is priceless. To steal ideas from one person is plagiarism. To steal from many is research.
You can do that.
Yes, you can.
You can do that. Did you ever do that in school?
Plagiarize?
Copy from a book and for a report?
Oh, of course, but I always cited the book.
You did? You never took credit for it?
No.
To have it yourself?
No, because I figure the teacher's a little bit smarter than I am.
But they didn't have a computer back then. They couldn't check, really. Right?
Well, not right away.
How would they check? Unless you had to do a book report and you copied stuff from... Well, I don't know, though. If you did a book report and you copied things from the book, that makes sense.
Well, the teacher has the book.
Right. But what if you did a whole report on... World War One, and you went to the library and you found some books and you copied out of these random books.
You gotta cite the books.
But what if you didn't cite the books and you
that's
just wanted
plagiarism.
The teacher to think that you were smart?
That's illegal.
You think the teacher would know?
Yes.
How?
Because you're probably not usually that smart.
That's right. I know. It's so true. Really, really, Lynn. You wrote this on your own? Yes, I did. I did. Really, Lynn, really? Well, I can't lie, but... If you're not happy where you are, move. You're not a tree. That's pretty wise. If you're not happy where you are, move. You're not a tree.
The seven ages of man, spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, and wills.
You could do a whole speech on that.
Yeah.
Chills, bills, wills, pills, mills.
Thrills, ills.
Thrills, ills.
Pills, yeah.
Pills.
Wills.
Wills. Drinking can cause memory loss. or even worse, memory loss. And we are going to take a break.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're getting a glass of water. Oh, hey, ladies, if a man says he'll fix something, he will. There's no point in telling him about it in every 6 months. Love that one. Oh, man.
We are all time travelers. All of us. Moving at the speed of exactly 60 minutes per hour.
Doesn't that make you feel more powerful?
It does.
Doesn't it make you feel like you're more accomplished? You're accomplishing more?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a day when you get up and you do something, and then you go and do something different, and then you've got to go do something different, and then maybe at night you're going out to a show, and you feel like you've lived 4 or 5 days in one day because you've jumped from different things? They're different categories. They're all different from each other.
I'm just happy and proud that I didn't, what's the word you said?
Procrastinate? Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That I did something productive.
That you did something productive.
Yeah.
There's times when we'll do something in the morning, let's say go out in the garden, Mark will mow the lawn or something like that, and then we'll shower. And then we go out and we go to Albany to Trader Joe's, and we come home, and then we go out kayaking.
How long does it take you to get to Albany?
Well, I don't know. And then we went kayaking. And then we came home and sat outside and played cards, and then we had dinner with friends that night. That feels like several days happened to me.
Okay.
Did that ever happen to you?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
When you come here and do the show, and then we go to breakfast, and then you go shopping, and then you go home.
That feels like a different day.
Does it feel like a different day?
Yeah.
That's kind of what
I'm talking. Because I get home, and it's like, oh, I'm home. What time is it? Whoa.
And it feels like a different day. Like you have 2 days in one day.
Sure.
Okay. Am I crazy? That's kind of how I... And then some days, I have nothing to do. That makes my brain swell.
My favorite part of grocery shopping is running home to look at the shopping list on my counter to see what I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Yes. On my calendar.
On your calendar?
Did you say on my calendar?
Counter.
Oh, counter.
Excuse me, and I shall try to enunciate.
No, you said it right. I heard it wrong. So just last week, Mark went to the grocery store, and we put our list on. We asked Alexa to add it to our shopping list, whatever we need. And I had gone to the store, and I
If
bought.
Alexa has your shopping list, how do you get it back?
It's on my phone.
Oh.
So the
okay.
list is on my phone.
All right.
So I went to the store. And I ended up getting the stuff on the list.
Yeah.
And I came home and unpacked it all, and day went by, and Mark went to the grocery store, and he bought everything on the list because I forgot to delete it all.
Such a good boy.
And of course I said, what? Why did you buy this stuff? He said it was on the list. And I thought, oh, no. I never deleted everything off of the list. So... there's a lesson for all of us. Delete it off the list if you buy it.
Or throw the list away, but you can't if it's on your phone.
It's on your phone. Yes. So that was pretty funny. We have a lot of duplicates now. Duplicates. And we have a box of crackers that doesn't fit in the cabinet, which absolutely freaks me out.
There are approximately 45 seconds between, I'll make us an omelet, and... we're having scrambled eggs. All those years of getting horrible elementary school pictures was just society's way of preparing you for your driver's license photo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't have any of pictures of when I graduated from each year of school, you know?
I threw mine away.
Really?
Because I thought, Oh, that's one ugly kid.
Oh, gosh. It could be just the way the picture was taken.
Didn't matter. The last picture I have from school is when I graduated from college.
And nothing before that.
No, and that was, I kept that because I was wearing a black robe with a white collar, and it hid most of my face. Oh.
A black robe with a white collar?
You had to put on your graduation robe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To get your picture taken.
Yes. I'll bet it looked great. We're very critical of ourselves.
We are.
If you swim with a friend, your chances of getting eaten by a shark will drop by 50%.
Say that again?
If you swim with a friend, your chances of getting eaten by a shark will drop by 50%.
Oh, well, that's pretty
so
good.
So you should probably swim with more friends.
Yeah. Treat each day as your last, because one day you will be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't do that, do we?
No.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You only need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
Oy, oy, oy. A relationship without trust is like a phone without service. And what do you do with a phone service without service? You play games.
Ouch.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
That's a relationship without trust.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Really. It's probably the first thing on the list. Trust. Yeah, because you break trust, takes a long time to prove that you can be trusted, right?
Have you ever tried to tickle somebody that wasn't ticklish?
Yes.
Did you feel kind of awkward about it?
Yes. And then you try more?
And it doesn't work.
And it doesn't work.
They get mad.
Yeah.
Stop trying to tickle me.
I wonder why. Why there are people that you can't tickle.
I wish it was me.
Are you're very ticklish?
I could be.
I am very
ticklish. Under the right conditions.
Okay. Marry someone who has a different favorite cereal than yours.
Aww.
And then they won't eat all of yours.
That's true. But marriage is the main reason for divorce.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever buy anything that Greg didn't like
and
you
time.
Liked? And then, oh, that's true. Because he ate meat.
He ate meat.
Okay.
Enough said.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't give up your dreams. Oh, keep on sleeping.
Keep. Now, this I don't understand why it's funny. Cells multiply by dividing. Oh, now I get it.
I get it. It's a math question, yeah. Or a math statement. I don't do math, but I did get that.
Oh, by the time you learn the rules of life, you're too old to play the game.
Isn't that depressingly true?
I want one of these that are funny, and they're all
isn't
getting,
that. So, you know, we talked a while back about things that you do that would be funny with your friends to make them laugh. And I like some of these things. Start every sentence with the next letter of the alphabet and see how quickly they can catch on to that. I think that's cute. Whenever someone asks you a question, answer with another question and see how long it takes them to catch on.
That would kill me.
Yeah?
That my son used to do that to me all the time.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, he still does. Yeah. I love you, Joe. I do.
And he answers a question with a question. Just question the question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at it.
Yeah. Is it something he does to annoy you or to be funny? Is it intentional?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. I think that would be really fun to do, especially with, like, your grandkids. because they won't catch on as quickly as an adult.
But they'll get really mad and they'll let you know.
You think?
Yeah. A treehouse is the biggest insult to a tree. Here, I killed your friend. Hold him.
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
Oh.
I mean, isn't that...
Oh.
Whoa. I'm kind of sorry I read that one.
Oh, that's like feeding chickens scrambled eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, we got to get back on track here.
Yes.
A garage sale is actually a garbage sale, but the bee is silent.
Ah! That's clever.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. Garage garbage.
Yeah.
I know, and we tend to price our garbage. Prices that are stupid because it's garbage.
It's like my sister has her yard sales. There's always a dollar.
Yeah. I think we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar table, a $5 table.
Yep.
That's your plan.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. And when we talked about it the other day, we talked about if you're willing to sell it and it's out there and nobody buys it, but you are willing to get rid of it if someone did buy it.
Don't bring it back.
Right. Donate it. Get rid of it. If somebody bought it, it would have been gone, right?
Why don't aliens visit our planet? Terrible ratings. 1 star. I like that.
I like that. That's good. Insist on speaking only in sign language with your friends, even if you don't know sign language. That would be a little bit fun, kind of a challenge to try to... Kind of like charades.
Yeah. That's thank you.
Oh, that's thank you. In Italian, that's, hey, Goomba, what are you doing? So what we're doing is we're
doing sign language.
Flipping the bottom of our chin. We're in
of course.
In my family, it's like, eh.
You may be asking, why are you doing sign language on a radio show? And
I know.
It's because it's us. We do that kind of thing. It's us. It's stuff. Okay. Doesn't expecting the unexpected make the unexpected become the expected?
What?
Doesn't expecting the unexpected make the unexpected become the expected?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. I feel like I just learned something. It's true. Tell everyone that you just found out that you're related to a celebrity. And then go on and make up a whole story about how you are related to Tom Hanks. And you can make up everything. Names of his family.
That's if you know.
Just make it up. Professions, yeah. Tom's father was a shoemaker. And I know that when my dad and I were younger, we would go into the store and we would talk to him. And he made us a shoe. And then his mother would come in. She made great guumpkis. And then Tom came over and we had guumpkis for dinner one night. Tom plays the banjo. Nobody knows he plays the banjo. They think he just collects typewriters.
And you think people are going to believe this?
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
All day long.
This belongs to you. Everyone has a photographic memory. Some don't have film.
I don't get it.
That's why it pertains to you.
I do have a photographic memory.
I don't.
Most of the time, I do. Yeah. All right.
T-shirt is actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt. It's because of the small arms.
It is a funny looking dinosaur, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When someone asks you how your day is going, oh my gosh, give them a play-by-play of everything you've done so far in excruciating detail.
Oh.
Let's take a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Press the music button.
WTBR. WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBRFM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Where do you get seeds to plant seedless watermelons?
Oh, aren't seedless watermelons? Do you ever get a little white seed in a seedless? Maybe those are them. Maybe they're not really seedless. They're just softer and whiter and fewer and smaller.
And you eat more of them.
Do you eat the seeds?
When they're those little white, small ones?
You don't pop them out, pick them out?
No.
Do you ever put salt on watermelon?
No. Have you?
Yeah, a long time ago it was a thing, and I would put salt on it. It's pretty good. It's you know, sweet and salt. Sweet and salty.
Hmm.
So oh, you need to do your true or false.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Human facial hair grows fastest. Human eyes contain a small blind spot. Slugs have 6 noses.
Oh, I think I'm changing my mind. The first one was human facial hair.
Yep.
Okay.
Grows fastest.
Okay. I saw this, you know, I know I usually do a quote at the beginning of the show, but I happened to see this one, and I thought I would share it. Fear of what other people will think is the single most paralyzing dynamic in life. The best moment of my life was the day I realized I no longer give a darn what anybody thinks. That's enormously liberating and freeing, and it's the only way to live your life.
Did you have somebody who wrote that?
Her name is Cindy Gallop. G-A-L-L-O-P.
Okay.
O-P. I don't
think... She's right on target.
I don't know if these are famous people or just people. It doesn't say, but...
I like that.
Yeah. You just say, you know what?
It comes with age.
Yeah. And you think... Yeah. Yeah. I liked it.
I bought a book titled How to Scam People Online about 3 months ago. It still hasn't arrived.
Well, lesson learned.
Yeah,
lesson learned.
Hospitality, making your guests feel like they're at home even if you wish they were.
Yep. There's hopefully things that you can do that will give the hint that it's time for them to go.
But even if they get the hint, sometimes they ignore the hint.
Yeah.
And that makes my eyes go crazy.
So what do you think you do to encourage people, not encourage, to let them know that that it's time to go home?
I go in my bedroom and close the door. The only one it works doesn't work on is my son.
He stays?
Yeah. And it's like, Joe, go home.
It's a little drastic.
That's as long as you can get under the sheets before they open the door.
And then if he opens the door, do you pretend you're sleeping? Oh, gosh. Be a caterpillar. eat a lot, sleep a lot, and wake up beautiful.
Aww. That's cute. You can make a waterbed more bouncy by using spring water.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Do people have waterbeds anymore? I bet they
don't. I
don't think so. Did you ever have one?
Yes.
The kind where all you do is fill up the big plastic bag?
Yeah.
I had
and
that.
You had to put it on the first floor because it was too heavy.
Yes. And if you didn't have a heater for the water, it was cold.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
If you were laying in it and somebody laid next to you, they went down, you went up. It was terrible. You had to try to get that last air bubble out so that you didn't have any air bubbles in it. And then you put the cap on the little thing really quick.
I didn't do it. I made him do it.
Yeah. I can still see it now. I can almost smell the plastic. It was very
plasticky.
Yeah.
I want to hang a map of the world in my house. Then I'm going to put pins into all the locations that I've traveled to. But first, I'm going to have to travel to the top two corners of the map so it doesn't fall down.
That's cute. That's cute. I actually like that a lot.
Thank you.
All righty then. What do we have here? You might continue because I'm lost. Here
sometimes when I close my eyes, I can't see.
Is there more?
Yeah. When an employment application asks who is to be notified in case of emergency, I always write a very good doctor.
Oh. Or 911.
Mm-hmm. Clinging on to past and living is like driving forward while watching the rearview mirror.
Very wise. True and wise. We can't do anything about what's behind us.
Not exactly.
No. Okay.
You know, Bruce Lee was fast. He had an even faster brother. Suddenly.
Bruce Lee was fast.
He had a faster brother.
He had a faster brother.
Suddenly.
Suddenly. Oh. I don't really get that. I get it, but I don't get it.
I thought it was cute.
It is cute. Eggs are good for your health. You know that because you eat a lot of eggs.
I do.
But sometimes we get fed up with them. Add some butter, chocolate, sugar, flour, and then bake it. Now it's not so boring to eat them every day. So now you've made a cake.
Or brownies or something.
Or brownies.
Whatever. Yeah.
And you can eat them every day. Do you ever get a craving at 10 o'clock at night to make scrambled eggs?
No, but I do for a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
So I get up and I make it.
And you do the cereal. My mom was a bowl of cereal person.
Yeah.
I'm an egg, scrambled egg person, especially now. If Mark goes to bed and I'm watching TV, I'll think about it. And then I'll get up and make scrambled eggs. And the best part is I put Parmesan cheese in the eggs.
Mm.
It's really good. It's kind of salty.
Food. I love you, food.
The first time your toddler sneezes in your face, even if it's super funny when it happens, do not laugh. You will be sentencing yourself to years of purposeful in your face sneezes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's worse than raining cats and dogs? Hailing taxis. That's one heavy hail.
That's when I think about people who are learning English, and there's hail, and there's hail, and hailing a taxi, and it's hailing outside. Totally opposite things. They're not connected in any way.
Except they're spelled the same.
Except they're spelled the same.
Yep.
Gallagher, the comedian Gallagher, did the funniest stand-up about words like this. He had big posters that he held up. And it was about 10 minutes. Aww. Where he went back and forth. It was hysterical. All of you out there, if you want to Google Gallagher and try to find that, it's pretty funny.
Whoever put the S in fast food is a marketing genius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because fast food is...
fat food.
Fat food.
Yeah. And it's mushy. I don't know. Fast food is mushy. Don't you think? There's really nothing... Think about it.
Hmm.
You don't really need to... You just need to mush it in your mouth. You don't need to chew it. You don't need teeth.
Cool.
Well, think about it. What is there? Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not thinking enough about it, but I think most fast food is soft and mushy.
Do they do bacon in fast food?
I think so. Like an egg McMuffin with bacon.
French fries aren't always... Well, yeah.
You can kind of squash them.
Yeah.
The bacon. I think you got me with the bacon.
Tell us.
Tell me more.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
If you ever get caught sleeping on the job, slowly raise your head and say amen.
If you ever get caught
sleeping on the job, if you're sleeping and they catch you and they say, hey, you raise your head and say, amen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm the kind of guy who stops the microwave at 1 second just to feel like a bomb diffuser.
If you break your bone in two places, don't go to those places again.
Oh.
Stay away.
The best things in life are free, plus shipping and handling.
Oh, that's true.
Let's see.
And the shipping and handling is usually about the cost of the thing.
It'll double whatever you're buying.
Uh-huh.
When I see ads on TV with smiling, happy housewives using a new cleaning product,
oh my gosh,
the only thing I want to buy are the meds they must be on.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody loves cleaning like that, including you. I know you like cleaning.
I do.
But you're not over the top, are you?
Probably. That's why I have to have somebody come in and do it, because
her house is like...
It's not really
in the store. I mean, it's perfect. It's.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
No! It's hard for me because, and I think I've shared this before, if I start to clean and I open a closet, I realize I want to go in there, and I can never get through the whole house because I keep stopping and finding something else to do. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I think I'll go mm-hmm. through all the shoes and get rid of these shoes. Oh, the shelf in the closet's got dirt on it. I'll just wipe that up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I'll rearrange my clothes. And then an hour's gone by, and I could have cleaned the house.
I like what Mark said, though. That's a bad problem to have.
Well, sometimes.
Not for us, for you.
No. I enjoy it. I know that's weird. Is there anybody else out there that likes to clean and organize? Am I the only one? Am I?
No.
I feel like I'm hearing crickets.
My sister-in-law is the same way. And she's always prepared for everything. Doesn't matter what it is.
Really? I'm not like that.
She's Miss Perfect.
Oh, I'm not prepared for everything. Yeah.
Good.
Did I meet her?
Yes. Yes. Lovely, lovely lady. Good yes. heart.
And she's perfect.
But she's perfect.
Not everyone's perfect. You know that. Correct? We all know that.
Yeah.
Don't let go of your wife's hand at the mall. Because she'll start shopping. It might look romantic to others, but it's actually economic.
The 50-50-90 rule. Anytime you have a 50-50 chance of getting something right, there's a 90% probability you'll get it wrong. Kind of sorry about that.
What is this? I always find very, very dirty bathrooms in my dreams, and I'm grateful for my self-respect to never use them. Before going to heavy metal open-air festivals, I only found crowded bathrooms in dreams. Now, that wouldn't work anymore. I don't really get that. Somebody's just venting, I think. I think this is a different part of my list. But it sounds like somebody's...
Somebody's venting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There are people making all these comments. All right. We'll skip all that.
I used to be in a band. We were called Lost Dog. You probably saw our posters.
Oh, that's cute. And kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it when I see a lost dog thing. And I love it when they say that they found their dog. That actually just happened on the app that I have called Nextdoor. Somebody had lost a little tiny puppy. And everybody was chiming in, and then a neighbor actually found the puppy.
Aww.
And that's always really, really nice to hear.
Bet you the puppy was happy, too.
I bet the puppy was really happy. I would get a puppy if we didn't go away so much and, you know, leave the house so much. And I didn't, you know, want, like, accidents.
I'm at that point where it's like if she goes...
Yeah.
That's it.
How old is your puppy?
She's got to be 12, 13.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
It is.
Yeah. But I remember when I lost my last dog, I vacuumed everywhere because there was hair, you know, underneath stuff that I... And I had to have some carpet replaced in the hallway because she was starting to get sick. And I thought, no, I can't. This again.
No.
Nope. Nope.
You do get to that point.
She was a really good dog, too. She's a really, really good dog. But they bring you so much joy.
They
do. So you have to kind of weigh, you know, it's like kids. They bring you all this joy, and you have to weigh the things that
most of them
come with it. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say that.
Ever stop to think and forget to start again?
No.
I have.
Have you?
I get like, where was I?
Yeah. I guess maybe I do that. I jump around.
Yeah.
My mind jumps around. I'm starting to have, yeah, like that. I'm starting to do things like, oh, I don't know, go to the grocery store and come home and put the olive oil in the refrigerator, the bottle of olive oil.
And the ice cream in the counter.
Yes, or in the cabinet. Yes.
You got to try olive oil on ice cream.
I don't know, Bev. I was it vanilla?
Yeah.
Or is it olive oil, is it ice cream made with olive oil?
No, it's ice cream and they spritz the olive oil over the top.
Did you try it?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Why do you want me to? Why do you want me to?
Because you said you'd be my guinea pig.
Oh. All right. I don't have any vanilla ice cream. I will get some. I have olive oil. I will text you and let you know how that went, and we will report that on the show.
Watch it. She's going to love it.
Ugh.
Human facial hair grows the fastest, or human eyes contain a small blind spot, or slugs have six noses. Which one is false?
I think human eyes have a blind spot, yes, for sure. I think the facial hair grows faster. I think that's true. I don't think slugs have six noses. I hate slugs.
Actually, you're right, but they do have four.
They have four noses?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at one close up?
No. I kind of like doing away with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't bother me. Does it bother you?
Yeah, because they sizzle.
What? What do you burn them?
Spray salt on them, and they'll sizzle.
You see it happening?
Yes.
You sprinkle the salt?
Yeah.
Or do you put it in a bottle with water?
No.
You sprinkle the salt on them?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Oh.
I don't do it anymore.
So the salt won't hurt your plants?
They're not always on a plant.
Where do you see them?
They're around plants, but they're not always
right.
the plant.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh.
So if you put salt in the rows behind it, around the plants.
Right. They'll have to crawl over it. Okay.
Let's go to something else here.
The blind spot. I do know there's a blind spot. We went kayaking the other day, and I was looking at a kayak, and I couldn't see it, but then I looked away and I could see it in my peripheral, and then I looked back at the kayak that I was looking at and I couldn't see it.
It's because the optic nerve passes through the retina and creates that.
That didn't help me.
I know. Didn't me either.
I mean, I'm looking at you, I can see you, but it had to do with being on the lake.
You have to look sideways sometimes.
I don't know. I don't think my example was right. And human facial hair, it does grow faster.
Yes, it does.
We know that. Hey, thank you for listening today. We'll see you next time.
Views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.